Dozens of people were arrested in connection with an Oklahoma-based black market marijuana scheme. The state gets low grades on its health care for ethnic groups, and federal funding is helping tribes boost internet access. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, April 29th. I'm Deborah Shar. 51 people face federal charges for a scheme to grow and process illegal cannabis in Oklahoma, then traffic it in and beyond the state. Grayson Wheeler has more on the charges, which were filed last week.
A federal indictment says the group began operating in March of last year. It grew cannabis in, quote, massive quantities at multiple farms spanning the state, and stored it at two stash houses in Edmond, just north of Quill Springs Mall, before distributing it. About half of the accused people had been arrested by Monday morning, and the rest are still at large. In searches executed alongside the arrests, law enforcement seized more than 61,000 cannabis plants and more than half a ton of processed weed, according to a press release from the U.S. Attorney's Office of the Western District of Oklahoma. 27 of the defendants live in Oklahoma. 29 are Chinese citizens, although 11 have permanent legal resident status in the United States. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
A Chickasha special education teacher has been arrested on two counts of child abuse following an investigation by the Grady County Sheriff's Office. We get details from KGOU's Tegan Smith.
Investigators say Amber Johnson was seen throwing a child to the ground and using her body to restrain them, and on a separate occasion, holding her hand over another student's mouth. Both alleged victims are students at Chickasha Public Schools. The Grady County Sheriff's Office was notified of the allegations in March. After interviewing multiple school employees, investigators identified two victims and requested an arrest warrant. Johnson was booked into the Grady County Jail on Tuesday. Chickasha Public Schools said in a statement the district is committed to student safety and is taking appropriate employment action. I'm Tegan Smith.
A new report finds Oklahoma's healthcare system is performing poorly across all racial and ethnic groups. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more on the study from the Commonwealth Fund.
The group's 2026 State Health Disparities Report covers every state and the District of Columbia. It focuses on 24 indicators to gauge how healthcare access, outcomes, and quality differ among certain racial and ethnic groups. Although the report found that Oklahoma's health system is performing poorly across all racial and ethnic groups, it notes that Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Oklahomans are faring the best. Hispanic Oklahomans received the worst rankings. Hispanic adults in the state had the highest uninsured rate and were most likely to go without care due to cost. The report says disparities are prevalent across all states and warns that federal cuts and restrictions to Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act marketplace could worsen outcomes. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Tribal nations in Oklahoma were recently awarded millions of dollars to boost reliable access to the internet in underserved rural areas. Anna Pope has that story.
The Osage Nation got a $17.5 million grant through the U.S. Department of Agriculture to install 110 miles of fiber to connect nearly 200 locations to high-speed internet. Krista Fulkerson, the nation's director of grants, contracts, and compliance, says the tribe is in negotiations for further funding from the Federal Broadband Equity Access and Deployment, or BEAD, program.
By investing in our own broadband infrastructure, the Osage Nation is strengthening its ability to serve its people, control its future, and build systems that reflect our community's needs and priorities.
The Choctaw Nation also received about $27 million in BEAD funding to connect about 2,000 homes. Senior Tribal Broadband Officer Lance Browder says reliable internet helps not only with providing day-to-day services, but also with preserving culture and tribal sovereignty. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.